Blog Talk Radio.
Great Friday, and welcome back to Your Health is Your Wealth. My name is Kimberly Silas, and I am over the moon excited about returning to today's episode. As you know, here at Your Health is Your Wealth, we meet every first and third Friday of the month. Today being the third Friday, May 18th, we are excited to continue our message of mental health. May is the mental health month, and our segment on this month is covering mental health as common as a cold. As we do on every Friday, we open up with a moment of meditation, and our choice today is I Choose Freedom. It is our own choices that bind or free us. Choose freedom. Do not be afraid to let your God light shine. Let your unique gifts and talents show up and show out. Be grateful for having choices and opportunities that lead to living a life of peace, a life of joy, a life of prosperity and abundance. I do not hold others in bondage by trying to control what they do and how they live their lives. When I choose freedom and liberty for myself, then that the people in my life also desire to be free. I behold the Christ in each person I meet. I lovingly release the need to control and judge others. I choose the freedom to express God's love in all my relationships. I thank you, wisdom, in me, through me, as me, around me, and through the Christ within, and so it is. Today's meditation comes from St. Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because of this, he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor, and he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Wow. I just want to give our regular weather report. We are coming from the southeast region of the United States in the state of Atlanta, Georgia. It is 76 degrees, bright, breezy, and absolutely beautiful. And moving right on into our segment so that we don't waste any of our precious time, I just want to reintroduce to some and acknowledge that our guest on today is an honorary member of the PRF Ministries. We value, love, and appreciate this person. This individual holds a doctorate degree in pastoral community counseling. I'm going to repeat that. A doctorate degree in pastoral community counseling. Has a humble, loving heart and a heart to serve, a servant leader in her field of expertise. And she imparts this knowledge on leaders and clinical professionals throughout the United States and is always, always, always willing to step in when needed. And we are so honored to reintroduce to you our very own Bishop, Dr. Kelly Zimmerman. Dr. Zimmerman, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I am excited to be back, and thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. We fully understand the level of accountability and responsibility and all of the endeavors that you have, but you take time to reach out to us and to share your knowledge. We do not take that lightly. I just want to rehash with our community. On last week, we covered so many topics. We covered the taboo in African-American community in reference to mental health, suppression mm-hmm. of childhood issues, reoccurring professional aspects of mental health. And then from a religious perspective, we ended with the interdependence, the fivefold ministry for the body of Christ, how intricately they all need to work together. And that just left me with chills, because the head can't do what the foot does, but the head guides the feet and one another. So the interdependence that we need to understand when it comes to the impact that it has on mental health. And I just quickly want to share something, Dr. Zimmerman, and then I would love to have you come on. This week, I care for my aging and elderly parents. Thank God they're in thriving capacity. They're doing considerably well. As a family, we've dealt with unexpected grief, financial concerns, you know, health and wellness issues, and I'm so grateful that we are united and committed. However, I travel from Atlanta to Florida at least twice a month, and sometimes physically it can be taxing on the body. And I recall recently that I woke up feeling heavy and overwhelmed. And I want to say something, that I am so incredibly grateful for the power of consciousness, which ties into our mental health segment. When I woke up that morning, and it was less than a week ago, I had this heaviness on me that this is too much. But I immediately recognized my consciousness, and I said, oh, no, absolutely not. Father God, I thank you that I have an agenda. I thank you that my body recognizes fatigue. I am going to leap from this bed with enthusiasm, and I am going to face everything you bring me, because depression, ill will, resentment, hostility serve me no purpose, and I will not allow them to rest nor manifest in my body. And since then, I've taken numerous moments to reflect in quiet meditation of the goodness. Now, those circumstances that could potentially weigh me down are still present in my life. But we have to have the consciousness to know that we can combat these things. And everybody needs a resource, an outlet to vent and share these concerns. I have a village of people that surround me that I feel comfortable with speaking with, but I also have my PRF ministry family. So whenever I am feeling adversely or I am feeling diseased, I can reach out and get wise counsel. So today, when I knew that it was time to come on the show, I was praising God for the consciousness of a healthy mental health, healthy mental wellness. Because when we allow things to consume us and we don't share what's going on with us, you know, this is a form of medicine. If I were in the need of a pharmaceutical supplement, I would go to a doctor, typically a stranger, and say, these are my symptoms, this is what I'm seeking, can you help me? And they would prescribe me a medication. So I know that in mental health, it doesn't always require pharmaceutical relief. I can literally reach out through prayer, meditation, following instructions, utilizing my network, and calling on industry professionals. And with that, I am going to bring you on, Dr. Zimmerman, because you are an industry professional, not only from a spiritual point of view, but the clinical medical perspective, and you are willing to impart your knowledge, your gifts, and your talents, and I do not take it lightly. I'm going to quit talking, Dr. Zimmerman. I'm done.
You are doing wonderful. You are doing wonderful. Praise God. You brought some great insight right there, actually. And I'm glad that you took some time to self-help yourself and to engage mm-hmm. yourself in some self-care methods. And it's very critical. Several points that you brought in, and I'm going to say it like this. It's important, and I commend people, everybody that is a caregiver, because that is a work in itself. It
mm-hmm.
takes on a lot of physical as well as mental stamina to engage in caregiver duties.
Mm-hmm.
And when you engage in those duties, especially a loved one that is sick or maybe need additional care, like aging parents or mm-hmm. aging relatives or even children that are require special needs, things like that, it takes a lot from you, because not only do you have your day-to-day responsibilities, but that you also have those extra circumstances, those extra needs that you have to tack on to. And not that you mind doing it, but it does add wear and tear to your body sometimes. It does
mm-hmm.
add additional wear to your mental stamina. And so sometimes it can be overwhelming to you, not only physically, but emotionally, because that's less time that you can take for yourself. And it's not that you're being selfish, but then there is a dynamic, almost like a warring in yourself, because whereas some people, even whether you're married or whether you're single, there are times that you want to be able to do that extra dinner or extra date night or extra trip to the beach or that extra time with your spouse or friends. You may not be able to do that as much because you have to spend time taking care of that loved one. And there's that
mm-hmm.
guilt feeling. There's that feeling of, in a sense, frustration, maybe even sometimes that anger, because you don't get to do those things. That class reunion you don't get to go to, or
yeah.
that sale you don't get to go to. But you don't want to take it out on that loved one because they can't help the situation that they're in. You are, like, struggling sometimes. And I know that there's some people that's listening that have those same feelings, that they have that warring going on. But you don't get to do that. Even that extra nap that you'd like to be able to take that you can't take,
mm-hmm.
that extra workout that you can't do because you have to spend that time taking care of that loved one. But it gets frustrating because there's that routine that you have to constantly go and take, and you can't deviate from it. And so
yeah.
what happens is your body goes into the routine that you have to do, and so after a while, it's just like working a shift over and over again that you don't get any breaks on. And so your body gets to the point that it gets tired, overwhelmed. Your mind, your mental fortitude gets in that set that it gets overwhelmed. And it's just like it has a way of letting you know, I can't do this anymore. And if you don't engage in self-care, then your body, you may give out before that loved one give out. And so
Absolutely.
What happens is you have to engage in self-care. Whether you go into a support group, whether you talk to a friend, a loved one, whether you vent to a therapist, and like you said, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to take a pill to do that. Sometimes it means that you have to go and get therapeutic help. It may mean that you have to have someone sit with that loved one for a moment just so you can take a walk, so you can meditate, so you can go get your nails and your feet done, or just so you can go to the gym and work out. But it's really, or take that nap. It's really important to engage in that self-care, because you're going to have that time out for you to be able to holistically be well yourself, because actually you are not doing yourself or the person that you're caregiving any good if you're not okay. And guess
Absolutely.
What? It's okay to say, I need a break. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It is nothing wrong with that. To go hire someone out of the home health, they get a certain amount of money to sit in there for an hour or two, to sit in with your loved one, you know, research them and make sure that they're not, they have a good rating, that they're not abusive, but
mm-hmm.
it's okay to have for an hour or two someone sit in there with your loved one, or, you know, whatever they need for that little time
mm-hmm.
to take care
yeah.
of yourself. It's worth the investment, because guess what? If you go into a breakdown and your body shuts down, you know, beyond repair, you can't be replaced. You know?
That's right.
And sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, there are some remedies, whether it be mindfulness, some things that you can do, as well as going to the therapy, going to see a licensed therapist that can help you. For example, mindfulness or guided meditation is something that we all can do. You can
mm-hmm.
sit down for about 5 or 10 minutes and just take deep breaths and just think of your favorite vacation spot. Or if you're like me, I love chocolate. I love Hershey's Kisses. I'm a chocolate fanatic. And you can get one of those. Take 3 deep breaths, smell the chocolate, take another 3 deep breaths, put the piece of Hershey's Kiss in your mouth, chew it slowly, and just while your eyes are closed, just think about, just enjoy the savoring of that Hershey's chocolate. And you will notice that that taste is just better than it's ever been in your mouth. And just enjoy that piece of chocolate. And you'll notice it'll taste better than any other time that you've ever had it. But you're taking time to enjoy it. You're meditating. You're relaxing. Or think about your favorite trip under deep breathing exercises. Those are times that you could take. Or if you like meditating on a scripture, taking deep breaths, speaking of a scripture and what does it mean to you.
All right.
Those are examples
That's
of
it.
How you can take time for yourself. You know, doing things
mm-hmm.
that you enjoy. That's something that you can do at home, you know, or going to your gym. Those are some exercises right there that can help you take time out for you. But it changes your mindset from that place of frustration and being overwhelmed to a place of relaxation. It
doesn't
take the problem away, but it will help you get to that place of, okay, I'm back in a much relaxed state, and I may be able to deal with the situation at hand much better.
You know,
I know,
Dr.
I gave you a lot right there, but I gave
tried
to give you some good nuggets right there.
You gave us all good nuggets. You know, it brought me back. You said the dynamic of accountability allow the mind to rest, heal, and restore. You brought me back to back in the, I guess it was the late 70s, early 80s. I'm aging myself right here. But the UNCF had started the campaign or the logo, "The Mind is a Terrible Thing to Waste." And it just took me there. At this point in my life, I realized how absolutely paramount that statement is. The mind is the most critical component of the body. It instructs everything we do. Last week you were saying that the mind tells the arms to move, the feet to move. It just tells us how to maneuver through life. And we will do everything for the body. When the physical body is tired or hungry, we feed it and we sleep. But when the mental is off tilt, we don't take the time to put it back in right alignment. And you are so incredibly right. You are absolutely, it just makes crystal clear sense that everybody, and this is where the common, as a common cold comes in, everybody goes through mental stressors on a daily basis, whether it be work, home, traffic, finances. We are always going to keep focusing on things that not necessarily out of our control, but it says that the mind works, and I don't know this exact number, but we have like 60,000 plus thoughts a day. That's unconscionable that we think about that much stuff all day. And when we are not well organized, we are not in right alignment, when we are receiving unhealthy, inaccurate information, when we are acting in old, antiquated belief systems, we are doing the mental and spiritual an injustice, most especially when we don't take the dynamic of accountability of self-care. You know, I love what you said about the mani-pedi. Of course, we love taking naps, and we'll get those without permission. If we can get an extra 10, 15 minutes, we'll do that. The walking, the meditation, the deep breathing, all of these things are things that we take for granted. Because by the time we realize how absolutely overwhelmed we are, we limit the ability of a 3-breath interval. We limit the empowerment of walking, you know, breathing, meditating. I love to meditate. Some people consider it daydreaming. I have learned, like you said, to rest on. I went to my mother's home church in Florida, and it's a very, very small environment. And the pastor spoke on, I am in the right place at the right time to either receive a blessing or to be a blessing. There is no in between. I am either going to be a blessing to someone or I am going to receive a blessing. But that's the way God aligns us at all times. I thought that was the most beautiful message I had ever heard, because quite often we go through life thinking that yesterday didn't mean anything, or today is just a normal day. But that's not the case. It is my day to receive or to give. There is no in between. So when you said rest on your favorite scripture, I love meditating on that. Because when I have uncertainties throughout my day or what to expect, I say, okay, I'm going to show up. I'm either going to get a blessing or I'm going to receive a blessing. I'm going to give or I'm going to give. That's just the way it is. So I'm just so grateful. I pray that we are able to bless somebody today. We have our very own Dr. Zimmerman. Mother Mary Williams is on the line with us today, and we want to bring her in. Mother Williams.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I am here.
Hi, Mother. How are you?
How are you doing, Bishop?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm glad to hear your voice.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I can just so much relate to everything that you that's been said about being a caregiver. I was a caregiver for my husband, who was an alcoholic, and for my mother-in-law, who had Alzheimer's. And that was just so, you know, overwhelming. And my doctor had told me that you're close to having a nervous breakdown. And I remember when I moved here to Jacksonville, I'm making a long story short, I looked at my, just took a really good look at my license and saw how my left eye had drooped. I didn't even know that I've had a stroke. I mean, I looked at that and said, oh, my gosh, I had a mild stroke.
Wow.
And I was angry because I really didn't understand about alcoholism. And the person, and to me, it's just like, this is what you want to do, you know. And then he didn't want to put his mother, allow his mother to take medicine. And I'm telling you, it's by the grace of God, I came out of there with my mind. But thank God that I'm saved. Thank God I would not have been able to accomplish it. And the times that I was going to walk away, you know, Holy Spirit is saying, don't, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that I didn't, because, you know, I helped to raise his children. And so we were all one big family. And so how it would really look bad for me to have left both of them there sick. But that's how I felt sometimes, you know.
Amen.
But I just thank God that if I didn't have, you know, Jesus in my life, and I know me, oh, I said, y'all got this, you know. But
yeah.
I just thank God for being who he is, and I thank God for just giving me a chance, you know, to really get to know. He gave me a chance to know who he was. And I remember that I was getting, there's this pastor, Cherry, and oh my gosh, you know, he's just so anointed. And I remember the time there was an old church we were in, and the floors, you know, you sweep the floors and the dust comes up type of situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember
yeah.
the power of God came over him, and he had a white suit on. And when he got up, his suit was not one spot was on it. And I just really enjoyed, he just ushered in when he would, you know, when I would hear him speak. So this particular night, I was so excited. And I had made up my mind I was going to leave, you know. And make a long story short, you know, you go to the prayer line, and before he prayed for me, he said, don't you go nowhere. And he repeated it, and he said, you do not go anywhere. Now, I hadn't seen him in over a year. So I knew that was God speaking. You know,
yeah.
And so see, I wouldn't have understood that if I didn't know Jesus. Amen. You know,
amen.
And as I speak to you now, they both are deceased. Now, my husband has dementia, and I've only been met June 11th. It would be 7 years. You know, and
yeah.
And I just felt like, oh God, you know, okay, and I
yeah.
have to do the same thing. As you were saying, you know, I have to just sometimes, because I am now older and I'm dealing with my neuropathy and the diabetes and the numbness and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And sometimes I can't hardly get out of the bed myself. And I just say, God, I just can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. But, you know, as time goes on, you know, it's just like my husband would do the same for me. And he has, because the first 2 years of our marriage, I was so weak, I couldn't do anything. He did everything and never complained.
You
so,
know,
I said, I thank God for that. And it shows the love. Do you really love the person?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know,
Mom, let me bring Dr. Dunlap on. I'm going to ask him if we can get us an extra 20 minutes next week. Dr. Dunlap.
You could take an extra 20 minutes a day if you want to. I just don't want you rushing. You know, if the Lord is leading you, go ahead and run with it. I just came out of a meeting and was telling them, and I said, I don't have to be at everything as a leader. I said, they know what they're doing, and if they need my help, they can ask. I said, so let me go so I can at least catch a couple minutes of your health is your wealth. So I just wanted to say hey to everybody. And, I love what I'm hearing. I love what I'm hearing. We had to have these real deal conversations that sometimes
absolutely.
Just don't happen in our churches. And so God gives us mediums like this. That we can actually have these conversations, these dialogues, and have wonderful guests like Dr. Kelly Zimmerman being on the phone with us.
Bless you.
Amen.
Yes, y'all. keep it going. But I'm going to bow out just in case you want to get off at 2:30, Kim. But keep doing what you're doing. God bless.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dunlap. This is, you know, this has been absolutely amazing. Mental health is crucial. I know if you don't, and not everybody has a personal relationship with God, and I can't imagine how much more difficult it would be when you don't know infinite power. And
amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Mom, you were saying about, you know, we spoke on caregivers. It's a level of normalcy, most especially in the African American community, that we serve as caregivers within our family. We don't always send them off to medical professionals to take care of our loved ones. We do it at home, and it is taxing. Not only do we have to combat it from a spiritual perspective, but Dr. Zimmerman touched on how absolutely important it is to practice some self-love behavior. You know,
get
a mani pedi. Chocolate sounds funny, but it's true. Whether it be ice cream, yogurt, whatever it is that really, really brings you joy, you need to really enjoy those moments and be selfish about it. And I had to learn that there are times that you have to be selfish. Dr. Zimmerman, unfortunately, we are out of time on today, but oh my, how we would love for you to come on as often as possible here at our Health, Your Health is Your Wealth. And, of course, you know always meet every Thursday. No, thank you. Every Thursday at 8 p.m., our parent platform, the PRF Table, meets here. PRF Ministries meets at the same location. And just heart-impacting, life-impacting dialogue. And I shared with one of my peers recently. They said, Kim, what type of platform is that? I said, it is church where you can raise your hand and ask questions. Basically.
Amen.
Biblical truth, we raise our hands and we ask questions. Nowhere in any church have you ever gone to can you interrupt the pastor, interrupt the bishop, and say, I don't understand. And we just provide love and support and resources, and it's all of that. And we are at blogtalkradio.com/PRF table. We are also at PRFministries.org, as well as 347-215-7934. I thank you. We love you. We bless you. And we appreciate God for you. Thank you so much for joining us today. And Dr. Zimmerman, may God continue to bless you abundantly above measure, because you
thank
are
you.
Really imparting great things into this kingdom. And we love you and we value and appreciate you for all that you
Amen.
Do.
Love you all, too, and appreciate you all, too. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Great day to everyone. And don't forget, your health is your wealth. Have a great day.